This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey everyone, Peter Zine here, coming to you from just outside of the southern New Zealand town of Manapouri. The big news that has happened in Israel today, or earlier this week, is that the judicial reforms that Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, has been trying to push through for a few weeks now have been at least temporarily halted. Now, let's say that you're the leader of a country in the free world and you decide you want it to be in the not-so-free world so that you can rule pretty much forever, regardless of what your motivation is. The most important thing that you need to do if you want to hang on to power is to break the independence of the judiciary. Now, you already control the executive branch, at least in part, and the legislative branch, that can ebb and flow based on public opinion and elections. But the judicial branch is always the block that prevents authoritarians from rising to power. And if you can break that, then you can rule forever. So in the case of a number of situations throughout recent history, especially in Latin America, the 1970s and the 1980s, local would-be dictators, would-be authoritarians, breaking the judicial branch was always the first thing to do. And in more recent times, folks like Erdogan in Turkey, that was the first thing he after. Viktor Orban in Hungary, that was the first thing he went after. The Kaczynski twins in Poland, that was the first thing that they went after. And in doing so, they've basically ensconced themselves as the only power that matters. Because once you break the judiciary, it's just a matter of having some sort of break in public opinion or an election, and then the broken judiciary will interpret things your way. In the case of Netanyahu, he was under a series of corruption investigations. You can say that they were politically charged. You can say that they were real. Doesn't really matter. With the judiciary intact, those investigations will ultimately go forward, and the only way he can retain immunity is to continue as being prime minister. But as you might have noticed, Israel is a bit of a national security state. And the judicial reforms that Netanyahu was trying to do were so damaging to the fabric of the political system that his own defense minister, defense in Israel is a big thing, stood up and said that this has to stop. Netanyahu fired the dude earlier this week, which meant that the coalition that allows Netanyahu to even be prime minister in the first place was suddenly in danger. And so he's had to back down, at least for now. Now, there are other countries that are kind of in play with the same sort of factors. The two that are the most important are Brazil and the United States. In those cases, you've got Jair Bolsonaro of Brazil and Donald Trump of the United States, who have both attempted to subvert the electoral process in order to retain in power. But neither of them were capable or competent or whatever the word is you want to use to come up with the idea of breaking the judiciary first. So in every instance where some ally of Trump or Bolsonaro brought a legal case to court to attempt to challenge the electoral system, those cases were laughed out of court by none other than the judges, in many cases the judges appointed by these two men in the first place. So for those of you who are concerned about democracy in the United States and Brazil, I don't mean to suggest it's a non-issue. But as long as the courts hold firm, and to this point they seem fine, even the courts whose judges were appointed by Donald Trump have stand firmly to a man against every single case that has been brought forward to challenge the last general election, we're okay. And for those of you who are Trump supporters, think of it this way. We survived 8 years of Obama, and we're fine. We can certainly survive 4 years of Donald Trump not being the president. All right, that's it for me. See you guys later.